All right. So out in the rumor sphere, there is a rumor about Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's ex-wife. Between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, they're kind of out of Hollywood spotlight right now and trying to take care of all their personal business. But Amber Heard might no longer be in Aquaman. And even though she's in the Justice League re-edit, second try, make a movie from 4 years ago better. But she's supposed to be in that. After that, it might be Emilia Clarke as Mira. Mike, how'd you feel about that?
Oh, I don't care. I'm good. Cool and all, but it's not a deal breaker. I mean, this is equivalent to me like Terrence Howard to Don Cheadle. Like, all right, you switch people, but it ain't ruining my world if you switch them. I've only seen Emilia Clarke in a few things. I just started watching Game of Thrones. Yes, I've never watched it before, but Star has me watching it now. And I like her on there. So I'm assuming she can act pretty good. So we'll see. I don't get the whole Fire and Amber Heard thing. Again, these are personal issues and problems.
Well, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of hands-off with Johnny Depp, especially, because he was shooting a movie, and then his personal issues started coming back up again and let him go.
I think I heard somewhere it was like, well, if you fire him, you got to get rid of her, too, because it's kind of both of them.
When I think about Aquaman, I really don't even picture her.
Her and the actress in the role, or you just don't even picture Mira?
I don't picture Mira.
Like, you think Superman, you automatically go like, oh yeah, Lois Lane. That's one of the first people you name. So like, you think Aquaman, I'm with you. I'm not going, oh yeah, we got to have a mirror.
Like, yeah. No. Like for me, I think about Jason Momoa, obviously. Nicole Kidman's character, Willem Dafoe, Yahya Abdul-Mateen, and Temuera Morrison, because Boba Fett. Boba Fett is also in Aquaman. But Matt, how'd you feel, or how would you feel about Amber Heard no longer being Aquaman?
Impartial, just like Mike said. When Don Cheadle took over, didn't lose a beat.
And Terrence Howard right now would probably be kicked off a lot of movies, given his history. So,
oh yeah, easily.
I don't think anybody's going to care. Like, you know, like nobody's going to be like, oh my God, they got rid of Amber Heard. It's over. No.
I mean, they could really just write her out of the movie.
Don't even have Mira at all. It could be like what they were talking about doing Cara Dune for Mandalorian. Just completely write out the script. She died in a plane crash.
Yeah, and even that situation, Cara Dune and Gina Carano, I still don't approve of that. Don't approve of it.
Yeah, I think it's a misstep. Like I said, we already saw it coming because she kept poking the bear. So at some point, we knew what they were going to do. Only thing I did see, I guess she had an interview where she said that whole thing about they wanted her to read a prepared statement that they wrote. And she didn't want to do that, and she made her own apology, which I don't recall her apology. But
well, she said that she was going to give it, but then I think some other stuff came up. But go ahead.
No, because I'm going to say, I don't recall seeing her apology, but I mean, if she was going to apologize, then really makes me look like, what was the issue? Let her say what she's going to say and keep moving.
Well, the issue is pronouns, so.
Yeah, her personal views, again, have nothing to do with Mandalorian for me. Don't see the character. Bop boop,
is that what she said?
A couple of series of different things. I think the problem now is that everyone wants access to people, access to famous people, or know what somebody's thinking, and you don't need to do that every time. You don't need to tell people what you're thinking all the time.
And not only that, it's also the thing of fans want you to believe what they believe and share their views.
Yeah.
And the second that you don't, suddenly it's a problem. You're a terrible human being. Oh my God, this crushed my soul. And you shouldn't be in this franchise anymore. Blah, 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 blah. Again, some people are just shitty. Some people are not going to have your same viewpoint. That has absolutely nothing to do with them acting on the show.
I would say if you have too many people around you that think the same, then that's a problem.
There is no such thing as disagreeing, which is not true. You can fundamentally disagree with something, and it does not make you a shitty person.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about agree to disagree, but now it's more agree to cancel.
Yeah, like if I don't agree, suddenly, I've said it like suddenly if me and Matt didn't agree on something, all of a sudden we're like, well, fuck Matt. We ain't friends no more. We can't ever speak again. That's not how this works.
Yeah. Like,
we can disagree on something.
Yeah.
Keith likes Green Lantern. That doesn't make me go, I'll never speak to Keith again. That's his opinion. Okay.
I mean, we talked about this the last time, but people get canceled all the time for the stupidest things. Getting to a point for, like Mike was saying, that you do one thing, you're banned for life. Banned from life.
Yeah, and it literally makes no sense because human nature, you make mistakes.
And like this whole out of sight, out of mind thing, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, doesn't work. Because when you have those types of values that no one can do any wrong, it becomes an issue that no one is perfect. Kind of virtue signaling, the wokeism is the new religion. That's what it is. If you're not reading the holy book of Twitter and Facebook and reciting the tweets and quotes that God wants you to tweet and quote, then you're canceled. Burned at the stake, Salem witch trials type thing. That's a big problem. Twitter and Facebook, TikTok, any other social media platform, Reddit, are not holy book. And that's kind of where we get into. Continue reading the holy book, everybody. Twitter says that stock prices need to go up, especially now since Trump's no longer in office. And it seems like, at least for Warner Brothers, they've kind of gotten through a lot of that controversial period of making movies. Disney seems to be going through that every time they make a movie, particularly a Star Wars movie. But it seems like Warner Brothers, at least, even though they make crappy movies, they make movies that are problem-free at that point. But that is the Beastgate Podcast.